Peter said to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you heard of a new movement called minimalism? Minimalism. As the word minimalism suggests, it's an attitude that believes less is more. Minimalists deliberately try to reduce clutter and complexity in their lives by not having a car or eliminating the internet or having a much smaller home. I recently heard of a priest in Vermont who built a home that was only 160 square feet. 160 square feet. But Father Peter Williams admitted that you need a really big truck to pull the tiny house. So being a modern day minimalist is not so easy. But there is something admirable about it. When you reduce material things out of your life, you have more room for spiritual things. The transcendental philosopher Henry David Thoreau wrote this, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and to see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." Put simply, which minimalists would love, less is more. Today's feast of Saint Clara shows us that the spirit of minimalism is really not new at all, but rather very old. Clara, sometimes pronounced Claire, was born in Assisi on July 16, 1194. She came from a very wealthy Italian family who had a lot of material things. But one day she heard St. Francis preach about poverty during Lent in the Church of St. George in Assisi. And she asked him after that sermon to help her live more according to the gospel. On Palm Sunday in the year 1212, Clara left her home and met Francis at the chapel called the Porciuncola, where Francis cut off all her hair, put on a veil, and exchanged her rich robes for a simple gown. St. Clair was a minimalist long before it was cool to be a minimalist. But St. Francis wasn't really teaching Clara about minimalism, but rather about an evangelical counsel called poverty. Together with chastity and obedience, poverty makes a kind of holy trinity of the saintly virtues of those who long to be completely conformed to Christ. St. Francis taught Clara that less is indeed more. Folks, we don't need to become minimalists and get rid of our cars and our computers. And not everyone is called to enter a convent like St. Clara. Nevertheless, we must embrace the virtue of poverty and learn to live with less. And that's especially hard for us in our consumerist and materialistic culture, where everybody wants more. Here are a few tips you might try to embrace the spirit of poverty. Whenever you get something new, give something old away. If someone gives you a new shirt, give an old shirt away to the poor. If someone gives you a new book, give an old book away to the poor. Another suggestion, practice portion control when you eat meals. What you cannot eat in a given meal, save for lunch the next day. By the way, someone told me recently that if you're interested in losing weight, 80% of losing weight is what you eat, and only 20% is exercise. So you can stay on the couch. You don't have to get up and run. So less food is more weight loss. Reduce your dependency on social media, like checking Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and have a conversation with someone face to face. Less is more. Try to see fewer movies. Don't binge watch TV programs like Game of Thrones. Go for a walk in the woods instead. When there is less clutter in your life, there is more room for Christianity, which is what St. Clara believed and what she left behind. Thoreau said very astutely, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and to see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." Modern day minimalist is an attempt to live more fully, but no one lives as fully as the saints who embraced the evangelical counsel of gospel poverty, because less of earth is more of heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.